Nowhere in his speech did Czech President Václav Havel say he was giving Americans advice on how to be better citizens. Indeed, he said it seems banal in a country with probably the most advanced civil society to repeat the ingredients for a successful democracy, one ingredient being freedom of association.
This kind of association, which leads to an authentic self-structuring of the society, emanates from interests other than those linked directly with business or material profit.
But when Havel lists the obstacles to restoring democracy in his Czech Republic, convincing heads of education and health institutions, for example, to give people of all economic classes better access to the services, it's then that his description could apply to any society in need of reform.
Thus, even many democratic or outright anti-communist politicians are now, paradoxically, defending the overblown powers of the state that are a relic of the communist era.
The 62-year-old Havel grew up in an upper-middle-class family. His formula for a civil society assumes that human beings are, as he puts it, more than manufacturers, profit makers, or consumers.
A human being is intrinsically disposed not to be indifferent towards fellow humans and towards society. People desire to be appreciated for that which they give to the environment around them. Humanity constitutes a subject of conscience, of moral order, of love for our fellow humans.
Havel's call for a decentralized government, less taxation, and more individual freedom sounds to many American listeners like the platform of a libertarian. But John Patrick Dale, a St. Olaf College professor who has studied and taught in the Czech Republic, and who is familiar with Havel's writings, says the Czech president is a communitarian. Dale says Havel's philosophy is people should have the freedom to make money, but also take on the responsibility of looking after their society.
What is the value of pursuing perhaps great individual wealth if it destroys social structures that mean crime is rampant, that pollution is rampant, and one spends much of one's wealth running from the social malaise and the social morass that is around one?
Czech President Václav Havel says the world of today is enveloped by a global materialistic civilization. Countries in the next century, he says, should not embrace what he calls mystic national ambitions. Havel says that does not mean he's against patriotism.
We should love our country at least as much as we love our family. I am only against nationalism, a blind elevation of national affiliation above everything else. Nor am I against any religion, any culture, or any specific tradition. I am only against all kinds of fanaticism or fundamentalism, which again blindly elevates one level of human identity above all its other levels.
Czech President Václav Havel giving the first speech in an annual event called a Civil Society Symposium. His appearance at McAllister was co-sponsored by the University of St. Thomas and by House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul. Both McAllister and St. Thomas gave Havel honorary degrees. Dan Olson, Minnesota Public Radio.